look, we're going to turn to the word of the Lord this morning.
我们今天早上要来一起看神的话语。
As I've been praying and meditating this week,
当我在这个星期默想祷告的时候，
as you can imagine, a lot of things were going on.
你可以想象我有很多的事情要处理。
And then I had food poisoning.
然后我又食物中毒了。
And on the bed late one night, I was praying.
然后有一天很晚，我躺在床上祷告。
Oh God.
哦，神呐。
No joke. That's really what it was.
不是开玩笑，真的是这样喊的。
Lord, your people need your word.
神呐，你的子民需要你的话语。
And I really asked him, Lord, what's your message for us?
然后我真的求问神，他给我们的信息是什么呢？
You know, sometimes you go to a restaurant and you order something.
你知道有的时候你去一个餐厅点餐。
And it arrives on your in front of you on the plate.
然后拿到你面前有一个盘子。
And then you share your meal with someone else.
然后你和别人一起分享你盘子里的食物。
This morning, I'm going to share my meal with you.
然后今天早上呢，我也要把我盘子里所吃的东西跟大家一起分享。
What I'd like to share with you this morning is something that the Lord has been dealing with me about. And so as I have prayed, I believe this is what God wants you to hear also.
我想要跟大家分享的是我最近也正在经历和学习的一个功课，然后我祷告，相信这也是神想要我跟大家分享的。
Just a few simple verses this morning.
是几节比较简单的经文。
You know that I like to give examples when I'm teaching and when I'm speaking.
大家知道我都很喜欢给大家举实际的例子。
As proof that this is what I'm going through, I have my scriptures that I've been meditating on.
我有这样几节经文是我自己默想的经文，给大家作为证据，是真的我在经历的事情。
And I've been reading them.
我在读他们。
And I've been proclaiming them aloud.
我也在大声地宣告这些经文。
And I've been asking God to do this in my life and do this in my heart.
我也在求神在我的生命当中和心里面来运用这些经文做工。
I'm going to take them with me on the airplane.
我会把这几节经文带着一起上飞机。
And I'm going to be keeping them with me through this trip as I go back to the U.S.
我这趟回美国的旅程全程都会带着他们。
I want us to talk for a while this morning about joy through trials.
我今天想要分享的就是患难中的喜乐。
Where do trials come from?
患难试炼来于哪里呢？
What is their purpose?
他们的目的是什么？
How do we get through trials and trouble?
我们怎么样度过这些患难和试炼？
So we're going to look at a few different verses.
我们要来看几节经文。
But we have two main passages, James and Peter, from James and 1 Peter.
但是雅各书和彼得前书是我们主要看的。
These, I don't want to say guys, because that sounds a little bit rude, right, to talk about leaders in the church.
我不想叫他们为家伙，是说这几位男士。
Had to have been friends and very closely connected.
他们几个都是关系很好的朋友。
They were both leaders in the mother church in Jerusalem.
他们都是耶路撒冷母会的领导者。
Peter came to the Lord. Peter came to believe in Jesus first. He was one of the first disciples that Jesus called.
彼得是耶稣最早呼召的几个门徒之一。
James is the half brother of Jesus.
雅各是耶稣的弟弟。
And he didn't believe in his half brother Jesus at all.
他以前是不相信他的哥哥耶稣的。
Until after the resurrection of Jesus.
直到耶稣复活之后他才相信。
They were both based in Jerusalem.
然后他们都是在耶路撒冷生活。
And if you read their letters, especially 1 Peter and James, you'll see something.
如果你读彼得前书和雅各书你会看到一些共同点。
There are parts of these two letters that are very, very similar.
有一些这两本书中间的有一些部分是非常相似的。
I can imagine them over a meal talking about this.
我可以想象着他们在吃饭的时候可能会讨论过一些这些经文。
You know, they're like, they were like us. They weren't floating around 2 feet above the ground.
他们和我们是一样的人，他们并不是飘在空中的圣人。
And maybe because a lot of people think maybe Peter wrote before James did. Maybe Peter was talking about it.
有些人可能觉得说是彼得比雅各先写的这些经文，是彼得先说的。
And maybe Peter said, you know, the Holy Spirit has been talking to me about this, and he starts sharing.
可能彼得说，你知道吗？圣灵在跟我交通这些事情，然后他就开始分享。
And then James says, you know what? This has been in my heart too. I've been thinking about this. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with my heart too.
然后雅各说，你知道吗？我的心里也正在经历这些事情，圣灵也正在给我这些启示。
So we're going to begin with James, and we're going to end with Peter.
所以我们从雅各书开始看，然后以彼得前书结尾。
Here's our theme.
这是我们的主题句。
Passage. So we'll read it in English and then in Chinese. So here's what James says. Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, but endurance must do its complete work.So that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
雅各书一章二到五节，我的弟兄们，你们遭遇各样试炼的时候，都要看为喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过考验，就产生忍耐。但忍耐要坚持到底，使你们可以完全，毫无缺乏。你们中间若有人缺少智慧，就当向那厚赐众人而且不斥责人的神祈求，他就必得着。
I think this is a tough passage.
我觉得这是一段很难的经文。
It's not an easy one.
它并不是一个简单的经文。
If I were to ask you, what's your favorite Bible passage or scripture?
如果我要问你，你圣经当中最喜欢的一节经文是什么？
I pretty much guarantee nobody would say, ooh,I love James 1, 2 through 5.
我敢打保票，没有人会说我最喜欢雅各书一章二到五节。
You're more likely to say, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16.
很多人会说约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，并将他的独生子赐给他们。
Or Jeremiah 29:11, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
或者耶利米书二十九章十一节，我知道我要给你们的计划是祝福你们的计划。
Or Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
或者是诗篇二十三篇，神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And those are all wonderful verses, and they are true about our God.
这些是很真实的、确实的、好的经文。
But what I'd like to present to you this morning is that this is one of the basic scriptures and truths of our Christian lives.
但是我要跟大家分享的是，这一节经文是我们作为基督徒生活中最重要、最真实的一节经文。
And James writes...
雅各他说道
Consider it a great joy whenever you experience various trials.
他说你们在遭遇各样试炼的时候都要看为喜乐。
Now you know I used to be an English teacher and I love words.
大家知道我很喜欢咬文嚼字，因为我以前是一个英文老师。
Does one word stand out to you in this very first part?
第一句中有没有一个词在大家眼中闪出来？
Keith already knows what it is. What is it, Keith? Thank you.
就是这个词 whenever 就是当什么什么的时候
James doesn't say if
他并没有说如果什么的时候
James says when
他说是当你遭遇这些的时候
And James faces James presents one of the realities of our lives as Christians
所以雅各书说明了一点就是我们作为基督徒一定会面对的一个问题
A little bit later when Peter is writing
当之后彼得写到写彼得前书的时候，他写到
I told you James and Peter were buddies, right?
说到了雅各和彼得是好兄弟。
He says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through."
彼得写道，亲爱的，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
As if something strange were happening to you.
好像是遭遇非常的事情。
How many of you are surprised when a fiery trial hits you?
当有火的试炼临到你们的时候，有多少人觉得很惊奇
？I didn't see that coming.
我没发现这个会临到我。
Why, Lord?
为什么神呢
？What's happening?
到底发生了什么
？And Peter says, "Don't be surprised, as if it's something strange."
彼得说，不要觉得奇怪，不要惊奇。
So right off from the very beginning, that tells me it's not that.You've done something bad or God's mad with you.
所以呢，这个告诉我的一个信息就是，不是你做错了事情，神生气惩罚你。
It is not that somehow suddenly the devil has taken control of your life.
也不是突然魔鬼就掌控了你的生命了。
It is part of life.
而这就是生命本身。
Now everybody goes through troubles and trials.
每个人都会经历试炼和磨难。
But you and I have the privilege and the advantage of going through trials with God.
但是我们有和神一起经历试验的优势。
And in this passage, he gives us, I don't even know, how can I say it? He gives us things, truths, that will help us go through trials that we are certainly going to face.
所以神把我们在经历试验当中必须要面对的时候的这个真相和真理给到我们。
And so let's look at it together this morning.
我们一起来学习这些经文。
So here's our passage.
这是我们今天的经文。
And as we look at this, we have to understand something from the very beginning.
当我们来看的时候，最开始我们就要理解一些信息。
And this is the source of troubles, trials, and temptation.
就是我们经历的试验、磨难和考验的来源是哪里？
What you have to know this morning is this.
大家今天早上必须要知道的一点是，
If you are facing troubles, trials, and going through persecution or a hard time, it is not from God.
如果你在经历逼迫、磨难、痛苦的时候，你要知道这个不是来源于神。
It is not, I need to say this carefully, but it is not even from your own bad choices, although maybe you have made bad choices.
我要很小心谨慎地说，这个也不是来源于你错误的选择，虽然你可能做过一些错误的选择。
Now your bad choices may have opened the door, or they may bring consequences.
可能你的那些错误的决定会带来一些后果。
But if you are in trials and troubles this morning of any kind, they are from the devil.
但是不管你在经历怎样的试炼和磨难，他们都是来源于魔鬼。
They're not from God.
他们不是来源于神。
Even if you did something stupid.
即使是你做了很蠢的事情。
It's from the devil.
它也是出自魔鬼。
Now you got to hold on to that when you're facing trials and troubles.
所以当你经历试炼和磨难的时候，你要记得这个真理。
Because you may blame yourself.
因为你可能会责备自己。
And you may get mad at God.
有可能也会对神生气。
And neither of those things will help us get through our troubles and our trials.
但是这两样都不能帮助我们度过这些磨难。
Put the blame where it belongs.
所以要把责备放在你该放的地方。
John 10:10.
约翰福音十章十节。
The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
仇敌来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
What does it say? What does Peter say?
然后彼得说什么呢？
Be self-controlled, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour.
你们要谨守、警醒。你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子走来走去，寻找可吞吃的人。
Resist him standing firm in the faith, knowing that your same sufferings are being experienced by your brothers and sisters in the world.
你们要用坚强的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的弟兄也经历过同样的苦难。
Your trouble and your suffering are from the devil.
你的痛苦和折磨是来自于仇敌魔鬼。
The word here is adversary.
这个词是仇敌。
What does adversary mean?
仇敌是什么意思呢？
Adversary means the one who is against you.
就是那个
one who is against.
与你作对、与你唱反调的人。
But let me go ahead and tell you something right now.
但是我现在跟大家分享一点。
Romans 8:31 says,
罗马书八章三十一节说，
If God is for us, who can be against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Yeah. Yeah.So when you know that the devil is against you and he's whatever, remember, if God is for you, who can be against you?
所以当你知道神若帮助你的时候，就没有任何仇敌魔鬼能够抵挡你了。
So, James writes,
所以雅各又写道，
Consider it a great joy. That's really the tough part, this great joy. Okay?
要把试炼看为喜乐，其实是非常难的一件事。
Whenever you experience various trials,
当你经历各样试炼的时候，
Trials is also translated troubles, persecutions, temptations. It's translated in all of those ways.
试炼这个词也可以被翻译成为试验、考验。
If you love King James Version, the translation is a little bit different, but it gives a really good picture right here.
还有另外一个版本的翻译是另外一个词。
Instead of saying whenever you experience, some modern translations say whenever you face, but King James says whenever you fall into, whenever you fall into various trials.
这个版本的翻译是当你掉入一个试炼。
And what that helps us to see is that so often when things come at us, it's unexpected, right? We didn't see it coming, we weren't prepared for it, right?
所以它就说明了当一些坏事临到我们的时候是我们没有准备的我们不小心就遇到了
It's the literal, you fall into it. It was a hole that you didn't see that was there.
就好像一个洞你没有看见然后你就掉进去了
So we are given, you and I are given, and this is somethingI'm working through right now.
所以这也是我正在经历的试炼。
This impossible task in myself.
这个我自己正在经历的不可能完成的试炼。
I'm facing a trial. You're facing a trial.
我在经历试炼，你也在经历试炼。
How many of you this morning are facing a trial? Raise
your hand. 有多少人现在正在经历试炼呢？举起你的手。
Please be honest. I'm going to ask.
大家诚实一点。
Okay, I'm going to let me see if they're more honest over here. Thank you.
看看有没有诚实的人。
Pretty much all of us would raise our hands, right? We're facing a trial of some kind, right?
所有人都会在经历试炼当中。
And God says to you,
所以神对你说
consider it a joy.
要视它为喜乐。
How?
怎么样做到呢
Why?
为什么要这样呢
No.
我不要这样
This is not good, it's bad.
这不好我做不到太坏了
At its source, it is bad.
在它的来源当中确实是坏的
But God can take anything bad and use it for good.
但是神可以将所有不好的事情拿来用作变为好的事情
So how is this going to work out?
所以那这个怎么样来做成这个好的事情呢
Holy Spirit's going to have to help us. Yeah?
圣灵会来帮助我们。
No joke. My prayer going up and down the mountain when I didn't have food poisoning was, God, you're going to have to help me.
当我爬山祷告的时候呢我就会跟神说神啊求你来帮助我。
那是那个时候我
那个时候我还没有食物中毒。
This word, this verse begins with consider it a great joy.
所以这节经文以你们经历试炼的时候要看为喜乐为开头。
Okay, this word's going to help us to understand how we can do this.
这个帮助我们怎么让我们看到怎么样来做到这点。
How many of you are money people?
有多少人对于财政很敏感的
I'm not a bad person. You're a money person.
你是很看重钱财的。
Eileen bravely raised her hand and waved it.
Eileen 很勇敢地举起了手。
And Eleanor went like that.
Eleanor 也很勇敢地举起了手。
That's not a bad thing. We need money people.
我们是需要对金钱敏感的人的。
Keith did not raise his hand. Keith, you're a money person, right?
Keith 没举手呢。
He says, Oh, you just want to spend money? You're definitely a money person.
爱花钱也是对金钱敏感的人。
And John is sitting there because he's retired now. here's the serious part about this word.
那对于这个话语怎么来理解呢
The word consider is not a feeling word. It's not a fuzzy word.
这个将试炼看为喜乐，这个看为并不是一个模棱两可的词。
It's an accounting word.
它是在会计里面用到的一个词。
It is literally what you do when you're keeping accounts.
当你会计记账的时候会用到的一个词。
There is the there's the income, there's the outgo.
有收入，有支出。
There is the part that's debited, there's the part that is credited.
有亏损，有盈利。
It's positive or it's negative.
有增加有减少。
And God says, when troubles come your way, take that trouble, take that trial, and consider it, put it in the positive column. That's what it means.
所以神说的就是，当你在经历试炼，试炼临到你的时候，你要把这试炼这件事放在你的收入，放在你的盈利当中，是你的财宝的一部分。
Now, there's no question the devil has sent it into your life or has tried to attack you, to harm you, to destroy you, to discourage you, to mess you up.
魔鬼他要这件事临到你是为了破碎你，为了击败你，为了攻击你。
But God's your father and you're his child.
但是呢，神是你的天父，你是他的子民。
And God says,I want you to take this trouble and consider it joy. Put it in the positive column.
但神说我要将这个试炼赐给你，让你视为喜乐，放在你的财宝盈利当中的一部分。
Because I can do something with this trial in your life that nothing else can do.
因为他说我会借着这个试炼让你的人生当中有一部分多出来的精力是其他的事情都不能带给你的。
And it's going to be good.
而这件事是会带给你益处的。
So that's where we have to start.
所以这是我们一开始就要看到的一点。
It's not a feeling.
这不是你的感受。
It's not a fake smile that you put on your face in the middle of trouble or trial.
不是你试炼当中要强挤出来的假笑。
It is a choice with your will to say, okay, God, here is this. I can't see how good can come of this, but you said count it joy.
是你很理智的知道你有自由意志，你选择要说主啊，我虽然不知道你怎么样把这件事变为好事，但是我选择要把它视为一件喜乐的事。
And you're going to have to say that more than one time.
你可能要不止一次的来宣告这句话。
You may have to say it every day.
你可能每天都要来说。
You may have to say it every morning, every evening.
你可能每天早上晚上都要来宣告。
You may have to say it every hour.
你可能每个小时都要来宣告。
Until your feelings come under the control of your spirit, who belongs to God and has been made alive in God because you are a new creation.
Mm.直到你的感受被你的灵所控制，这个灵是神赐给你的新生命，让你能够在它里面有重新活过来的灵，这个灵能够掌控你的情感。
Before we go any further, I want to remind you of a verse that you know very well.
所以我要提醒大家一个大家都熟悉的经文。
It's from the book of Nehemiah.
是尼希米记。
God says, consider it joy when you're going through trials.
神说在你经历患难的时候你要视为大喜乐。
He could have used another word.
他可以用其他的词。
But he chose joy.
但是他却用到喜乐这个词。
Why does God say joy?
为什么神要说喜乐呢?
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为神的喜乐就是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
神的喜乐就是你的力量。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
神的喜乐就是你的力量。
When we go through trials and troubles, we got to have some strength, brothers and sisters.
当我们经历患难试炼的时候，我们一定要有力量才能支撑过去。
If it's 24 hours, I can make it in my own strength.
如果这个患难只有24小时，我靠着自己的力量可以撑过去。
You can too.
你也可以。
But when it's a trial and it keeps on stretching out, I got to have the strength of the Lord.
但当这个试炼是拉得很长的一个战线的时候，我一定要有从神而来的力量。
I've got to have the joy of the Lord that gives me strength.
我一定要有从神而来的力量所赐给我的喜乐。
Or else I will get discouraged.
不然的话，我就会觉得很沮丧，很失望。
I will get bitter.
我会变得苦毒。
I will start to blame.
我可能会开始责备人。
I will grow discouraged.
我会变得很失去信心。
I will want to give up.
我会想要放弃。
I will look for a shortcut.
我会想要寻找捷径。
I will compromise to make this trial go away or make it easier.
我可能会妥协一些事情，让这个试炼赶紧过去。
But the joy of the Lord will help me to go through it.
但是神的喜乐会支撑着我度过这个试炼。
And the joy of the Lord will get me through a trial that's going to bring something good in my life.
神的喜乐能够支撑着我在这个试炼当中 得到神所要赐给我的益处。
Give the devil a black eye.
给这个魔鬼翻个白眼。
I mean it. He wants to destroy you.
他想要来摧毁你。
And God says, not so fast.
但是神说，不要这样，不会很快。
You just tried to put your hands on my child.
他会对魔鬼说，你想要把你的手伸到我的孩子身上。
My child has a secret weapon.
我的孩子有一个独特的武器。
And the joy of the Lord is his strength, is her strength.
所以神的喜乐就是他的力量，是他的武器。
Now it's pretty hard to say, okay, the joy of the Lord, it's going to be mine, unless I know why. Okay, I need to know why.
但是我也很需要知道为什么神的喜乐就是我的力量呢？
Now God, I don't think is going to necessarily give us all the whys.
当然神不会回答我们每一个有关于为什么的问题。
But he does give us the big why right here.
但他会给我们解答一个很大的一个框架的问题。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Wow. James is so, what word can I use? Because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
因为知道你们的信心经过考验就产生忍耐。
I didn't know that.
我也知道这件事啊。
Did you know that? The testing of your faith produces endurance.
信心经过试炼就生忍耐。
These Bible writers, they assume a lot about us, right?
这些写圣经的人真的是很了解我们。
And James, in effect, says, because he's so practical. James is the most practical writer, earthly writer in the Bible.
雅各是一个非常实际的作者。
He says, you know this, don't you? The testing of your faith produces endurance.
雅各跟你说，你知道这件事，对吧？就是你的试炼经过，信心经过试炼就会生忍耐。
So here you are, you're a Christian.
所以你在这儿，你是一个基督徒。
Trials and troubles come.
这个试炼临到你了。
By the way, various trials. Various trials.
而且是各样的试炼。
What types of trials? What does various mean?
这个各样的是什么意思呢？
Multiple, varied. Sometimes it's like multicolored. Sometimes that's the word that's used, right?
是很多种颜色的，每个都不同的意思。
A tough work situation.
可能是工作上的难处。
A health challenge.
可能是健康上的问题。
Unfairness.
不公平的待遇。
Injustice.
不公平。
A broken relationship.
破碎的关系。
A mental.Emotional and internal struggle that you're going through, any of these things.
自己里面经历身心灵的挑战。
And James includes all of these.
雅各包含了这些所有的试炼。
And he says, you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
他说，因为知道你们的信心经过考验就产生忍耐。
So here you are, a child of God.
所以你在这里做一个神的孩子。
Trouble comes your way.
试炼来到你的面前。
And James says you have faith. If you're a child of God, you have faith this morning.
雅各说，如果你是神的子民，你就是有信心的。
You may not have a lot.
你可能不是有很大的信心。
Your faith may be a little bit weak.
你的信心可能有一点弱。
Your faith may be a little bit shaky.
可能你的信心在摇晃。
But you have faith.
但是你是有信心的。
And you can remember that God said, I will not letAnything come your way, except that you can bear it. You can get through it.
神说过，我所让你们经历的试炼，莫非是你们所能承受的。
So if you're facing something really tough this morning, take heart.
所以你在经历很难的试炼的时候，你也可以放心。
God has confidence in you that you're going to make it through with His help.
神是对你有信心的，因为你有他的帮助，你是一定可以度过这个难处的。
And your faith as you go through the trial is.Tested, it's pressed, it's pulled, it's the fire heats it up.
当你的信心经过火一样的试炼，被拉扯，被考验的时候
，and as you go through, something valuable is produced.
当你经历熬过去的时候，有一些有价值的东西就产生了。
Endurance is produced.
就是忍耐。
What are some other words for endurance?
忍耐还有其他一些词可以表示。
Patience.
耐心。
Perseverance.
坚忍
and it literally means to bear up under. That's what this word. I won't get into the Greek, but it literally means to bear up under this pressure that's coming on you.
它这个词的字面意思就是从一个压力的下面顶住。
It's not a passive like, okay, okay, here it comes, all right. It's not that.
并不是被动的接受说好吧好吧它来了。
It's something active.
而是主动的去面对。
It's going to take something from you.
是你需要付代价的。
But God's going to put in you what you need to get through.
但是神会给你你够用的恩典。
You stay under.
你坚持顶住。
You abide.
你会坚持在它里面。
You remain.
你会保守自己在里面。
Don't run away.
不要逃走。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't turn your back on God.
不要把你的背转向神。
Don't blame God.
不要责备神。
Blame the devil.
你去责备魔鬼。
Get help from God.
向神求帮助。
And God says, I'm with you as you go through this.
神说你经历这些的时候我必与你同在。
And endurance is going to do something in you. Verse 4.
在第四节里面讲到。
Endurance must do its complete work.
然后忍耐要坚持到底。
So endurance is not just something that poof.God gives you.
忍耐并不是神很轻易就加给你的一个东西。
Endurance is not a gift.
这个忍耐不是一个礼物。
I sure do wish endurance were a gift.
我很希望它就是一份礼物赐给我了。
God give me endurance.
我向神求主你给我忍耐。
God give me patience.
给我耐心。
These things come.Because when we go through trials and they are produced in our lives,
这些是在我们经历过试炼之后所熬出来的结果。
The hardest things and the best things and the godliest things in our lives are the things that are produced in our lives.
神很多给我们美好的那些真理的果子是熬出来的，经过试炼长出来的。
And that's why the devil fights this so hard.
这是为什么魔鬼也发现这件事是很难的一件事。
And that's why you gotta make it, brothers and sisters. You gotta go through this, and so do I.
这是为什么我们每一个人都要坚持到底，坚忍过去。
When endurance keeps on working and does its full work in your life, verse 4,
当我们把忍耐坚持到底的时候
you will be mature and complete, lacking nothing.
就可以使你们得到完全，毫无缺乏。
This is why I can go back and say, okay, God says, count this joy because if I hold on to God and go through this, something is going to be worked in me that is going to make me mature and complete.
这是为什么我有信心可以坚持说神啊，我要熬过这个试炼，从而在我里面可以结出忍耐的果子。
When I know that,
当我知道这个真理之后
I can take that trouble and that trial,
我就可以拿下这个试炼
and I put that trouble and trial in the positive column, joy, yeah,
把它作为喜乐放在这个益处的这一栏里面
You will be made mature,
你会变得成熟
complete.
变得完全
You're not going to lack anything.
并且毫无缺乏
Let me give you okay. Let me give you an example. Let me give you a verse that will help very, very specifically. Okay, with this.
大家一些经文可以具体的帮助到我们理解
There are other verses, but this verse you know very, very well.
这些经文大家都很熟悉
And most of you have it memorized.
很多人都会背
This verse is a perfect match.For our passage in James, yeah.
这个就是跟雅各书非常相配的一句经文。
We know.
我们知道。
Here goes Paul. He's saying the same thing James did.
这保罗也跟
know,
也跟雅各说了一样的。我们知道。
We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
我们知道，为了爱神的人，就是按他旨意蒙召的人。
Those who are called according to His purpose.
为了按他旨意蒙召的人的益处。
Okay, may I help you with one little thing right here?
我帮大家解释一下。
Some of you this morning think that that might not include you.
有些人可能觉得这个不包括你。
I know that.
我知道。
Because of that last sentence.
因为这最后一句话。
You're thinking, but am I called according to his purpose?
有些人在怀疑，我就是按他旨意被召的人吗？
I know that.
我知道
If you are a child of God and you love God, you're called according to His purpose. Boom. Just that simple.
你是相信神的人，是神的子民，那你就是按他旨意被召的人。
You're included in Romans 8:28. If you're a child of God.
如果你是神的子民，你在这个罗马书八章二十八节里面就包括你。
So here you go, Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
所以我们知道万事都互相效力，是为了爱神的人得益处。
This trial and this trouble comes into your life.
这个试炼临到你的生命当中。
Let me ask you something this morning.
我来问你一件事。
How many of you have ever looked at something broken or hard or unfair in your life and you have thought, how can anything good come out of this?
有多少人看到自己生命当中那些破碎、不公平、很可悲的待遇的时候，你会想说到底有什么好处，有什么益处能从这些事情当中长出来呢？
There's nothing good here.
这件事当中一点好处都没有。
There's nothing redeemable here.
这件事完全不可能被赎回、被改变。
Don't discount your great God. Don't count him out.
不要把你的神的能力排除在外了。
God can use anything.
神可以改变任何一件事。
God can take anything.
神可以使用任何一件事。
And he makes good out of it. He brings it together for good.
他会把这件事按照他的美意行出来，给你带来益处。
Broken pieces.
就算是破碎。
Tears.
眼泪。
Sorrow.
悲伤。
Struggles.
挣扎。
And he takes it in his hands.
他会汇集在他手中。
His hands are nail scarred.
然后他有那个充满钉痕的手。
Because he paid the price for every one of those sinful, bad, broken things that have come your way.
因为他已经为那些被罪充满的，在你面前所临到你的这些充满罪的事情付上了代价。
And he makes something good out of it.
然后他就把这件事融在一起，造出对你有益的益处。
And so you get in that trouble and that trial.
所以你落入试炼试探当中的时候，
Oh God help me，
主啊求你来帮助我。
And he does and he will，
然后他就会来帮助你。
The hard part is staying with him and counting it joy until you get through it。
最难的就是在你熬过整个试炼之前，你都要将这件事视为喜乐。
Because endurance is usually developed when your trial and your troubles are long, right?
因为常常当我们的试炼很长，这个战线拉得很长的时候，才会结出忍耐的果实。
And the devil's not really going to give up in that trial or in that trouble.
而且魔鬼在这个试炼当中，他不会放弃的。
He's going to keep hitting you.
他会一直想要攻击你。
But God's going to keep walking with you.
但是神会一直与你同行。
And you're going to have to keep on doing this and applying this as long as you go through it.
然后大家在经历试炼的时候，一直要抓住这些经文来操练它，来使用它，帮助自己熬过去。
As God works out this thing in your life.
然后神在你的生命当中就能结出这些果实来。
NowRight at the end, I want to add this part. Look at verse 5 again.
再来看第五节经文。
Look in your Bibles if you have your Bibles.
如果你有圣经可以拿出来看。
And you'll see that a lot of Bibles begin a new paragraph with verse 5.
很多译本里面第五节开始就是新的一段。
As if some, by the way, It's only 11:58 and we're almost at the end. How about that?
今天讲得很快，还没到十二点就可讲完了。
And that's even with translation.
还加了翻译，也这么快。
So a lot of people automatically look at verse 5 and think, okay, next subject, next paragraph.
所以很多人看圣经的时候会自动以为第五节开始讲另一件事了。
I don't believe that James is starting a new subject in verse 5.
我不觉得他雅各第五节是他开始重新讲另外一个主题。
So some Bible translations just keep on verse 4 and then verse 5, all in the same paragraph.
有一些译本第四节、第五节就是连在一起的。
And so James has just talked about troubles and trials, and let endurance do its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing.
雅各在前面讲到试炼的时候要忍耐到底就可以变得完全毫无缺乏。
Lacking nothing.
毫无缺乏。
If any of you lacks wisdom.
然后继续讲到，如果你们当中有人缺少智慧
，Of course it's still the same topic，
所以还是同一个主题。
Do you see that？
看见了吗？
啊 ，Okay， James is so polite right here。
雅各这里是非常的礼貌。
He doesn't say， you know what？ We're all a little bit stupid when we go through trials。
他并没有说，你知道吗？我们所有人在经历试炼的时候都是有一点蠢的。
Instead， he's so 礼貌， he's so polite。
他非常礼貌的说道。
He says, if you lack wisdom,
如果你们当中有人缺少智慧
what he really means is we all lack wisdom when we go through trials.
他的意思就是当我们所有人经历试炼的时候我们都会缺乏智慧
And here's what he says as you're going through a trial.
他说当你经历试炼的时候
Ask God and God will give you generously in your trial. He's going to give you wisdom.
向神求神就是会厚赐给你并且不斥责人的。
He's not talking about general wisdom. What should I do in the stock market?
他并不是说你要求神一个智慧，我要在股市里买哪只股票呢？
He's talking about you're going through a trial and it's tough and you need wisdom from God to know what to do.
他是说你在经历试炼的时候，你要有从神而来的智慧，知道自己要做什么。
How do you face it?
你怎么样来面对试炼？
What do you do?
你做什么呢？
What do you not do?
你不能做什么呢？
Do you confront something?
你需要去面对一些事情吗?
Do you need to repent?
你需要悔改吗?
Do you need to be meditating more on certain parts of scripture?
你需要去默想一些经文吗?
Do you need to rebuke the devil and stand on God's word in an area, for example, if it's a health battle?
如果是比如说健康问题,你需要来责备魔鬼吗?
Do you need to, I reject this, I rebuke this, I do not accept this?
你需要去宣告拒绝你不接受这样一些试炼吗
I don't know
我不知道
God does
但是神知道
And so what you have to do and what I have to do every one of us has to do
所以你和我每一个人都需要做的
is ask God for his wisdom
就是向神求智慧
And he will give you the wisdom you need to get through this trouble and trial
他就会给你你所需要的智慧来帮助你度过这个考验
He's going to help you with joy
他会给你喜乐
He's going to help you with strength They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength
还有给你力量和等候耶和华的必重新得力的这个力量
They will mount up on wings as eagles
他们必如鹰展翅上腾
You will run and not be weary
你会奔跑不至于缺乏
But then the trialYou will walk and not faint.
你会行走并不会晕倒。
Most trials we walk through, yeah.
很多的试炼我们是走过去的。
Mm. But he's going to be with you. And he's going to give you what you need. And he's going to give you the wisdom you have to have.
神就会再给我们给我们这些我们试炼当中需要的力量和智慧。
Oh, okay. Last verse. Ready?
最后一节经文。
So...We just read this. The enemy is prowling around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's like a roaring lion because he's a liar.
我们的仇敌魔鬼就好像是四处游行的狮子。他并不是狮子，他只是像狮子，因为他是一个撒谎的人。
There's only one true lion, and it's the lion of Judah.
只有一个真的狮子，就是犹大的狮子。
But the devil's looking who he can devour. Resist him, okay?
因为这个魔鬼在找可以吞吃的人，我们要抵挡他。
Now, put it with this. Here's our last verse. That's 5, 8, and 9.
就是五章八到九节。
Here's verse 10. We're going to close with this.
我们以第十节来结束。
And Peter ends with something so gentle and so helpful to us this morning.
彼得以一个非常温柔、非常有帮助的经文来帮助我们。
Y'all.James is kind of tough.
雅各是比较犀利的。
Consider it joy.
要视试炼为喜乐。
Peter's talking about the same thing, but here's how he ends, and I love this for us this morning.
彼得也讲同一件事，但是这是他说的方式。
And the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you, make you strong, firm, steadfast.
但满有恩典的神，就是在基督里召你们进入他永远荣耀的那一位，在你们受了短暂的苦难之后，必定亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，建立你们。
Trials hurt us.
试炼会让我们受伤。
Trials can damage us.
试炼会带来一些损坏。
Trials can make, give us pain.
试炼也会让我们觉得痛苦。
Trials can weaken us.
试炼会让我们变得软弱。
And make us wobbly. Yeah.
会让我们信心摇动。
Your God knows that. Your Father knows that.
但是你的神，你的天父也知道这一点。
And he says to you this morning,
他现在要对你说的就是
I'm going to restore you.
我要重新来建立你。
I'm going to make you strong.
我要来坚固你。
I'm going to make you firm.
赐力量给你。
I'm going to make you steadfast. The foundation under you is going to be strong again.
要来建立你，让你的根基可以稳固。
This is the partner to count it joy when you go through trials.
这是与这个试炼为喜乐同行的一个经文。
There's the God who says, "Stand firm and stand strong."
神跟你说你要站立的稳，要有力量。
And there's the God who comes along beside.
神也。
And says, "I'm going to restore you and I'm going to help you."
神也来到你的身边，温柔地跟你说，我要来建立你，帮助你，给你力量。
This is our God.
这就是我们的神。
As we go through trials.
当我们经历试炼的时候。
He will get us through.
他会帮我们度过。
We will be victorious.
我们会得胜。
And if you've faced a trial in the past and you blew it.
如果大家以前经历试炼的时候失败了。
As we all have.
我们每个人都这样。
That's okay. My phone sounds like that too.
没关系，我的铃声跟你一样。
And I didn't know where I. Don't worry. I was really afraid. I put my phone somewhere, and I couldn't remember where I put it.
别担心，我还以为是我的手机响了。
Because I have food poisoning.
因为我食物中毒了。
And I have been fearful that sometime during the service, my phone was going to ring.
所以我也担心我的手机响起来。
So I feel right at home.
所以我能理解你。
God's plan is for you and for me to make it through.
神对你和我的计划都是一样，帮助我们熬过去。
And if you failed a trial,
如果你经历试炼失败了，
here's the good news and the bad news.
有一个好消息，一个坏消息。
You're going to have another chance.
你还有一次机会。
And you'll make it.
而且你一定会度过去的。
And I will too.
我也会。
And then we're going to be complete and mature and lacking nothing.
我们会变得成熟、完全、毫无缺乏。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you encouraged?
大家有被鼓励到吗？
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
And if you're doing fine right now, put it in your back pocket and save it for the time when you face the trial.
如果你现在过得很好，没有试炼的话，把这节经文收起来，当你经历试炼的时候，拿出来鼓励自己。
And if there's somebody near you that you know is really going through a trial this morning, just pray for him. Yeah.
如果你知道身边有人正在经历试炼的时候，为他祷告。
Ty, we're praying for you.
Ty, 我们为你祷告。
Going through a trial, aren't you?
你在经历试炼。
Family going through so, so tough.
家庭在经历试炼。
Some of you are looking for work.
有些人在找工作。
We're praying for you.
我们也为你祷告。
Some of you broken relationships.
有些人经历破碎的人际关系。
We're praying for you.
我们为你祷告。
Some of you with interior battles.
有些人内心有征战。
We're praying for you.
我们为你祷告。
Oh Lord, may we count it all joy when we face various kinds of trials.
主啊，帮助我们在经历各样的试炼的时候，都能将这些试炼视为喜乐。
Help us to know that the testing of our faith is going to produce endurance and patience in us.
帮助我们知道，我们的信心经过这些试炼之后，就可以结出忍耐的果实。
Lord, help us to stick with it so endurance can produce what it needs to produce in our lives.
帮助我们抓住这些经文，让这些忍耐可以在我们生命当中结出该结的果实。
Lord, we're not too proud to ask for help.
主啊，我们不想因为骄傲而不找你寻求帮助。
I need wisdom to know what to do and how to do it.
我们需要智慧去知道来做什么，怎么样做。
When to speak and when to keep my big mouth shut.
什么时候来说话，什么时候应当闭嘴。
When to stand and when to just humble myself.
什么时候要站出来，什么时候该谦卑。
I need wisdom, Lord.
主，我需要从你而来的智慧。
And I'm asking for it.
我向你来寻求。
And you've just said that you're going to give it generously and you're not going to say anything about it. You're just going to say, here, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of wisdom that you need.
主啊，你说你会厚赐给我们我们所需要的，而且不责备我们。主，你说你们把你们需要的智慧都拿去吧。
Get us through with your help.
帮助我们，给我们力量。
May your joy be our strength.
让你的力量成为，让你的喜乐成为我们的力量。
In your name, Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。